Welcome to the Eat Cleaner, Live Larger podcast, where award-winning coach, author, and former junk food addict Karen Nola shares her winning strategies to help you eat healthier, cut the crap, and create a life that you absolutely love.
See, I finally opened up my eyes, and I saw me coming back to life, that I'd be better.
Welcome to episode number 16. Is it really self-sabotage or something much more exciting? So today I want to talk to you about something that comes up a lot in my work as a coach. And as I'm sure you're more than well aware, the term self-sabotage is used quite liberally when people are looking to change their behaviour and to grow as a person. And when it comes to food specifically, a lot of people say, oh, I sabotaged myself again. Oh, this didn't work out. Oh, you know, I know there was sabotage at the heart of it. Well, I have found that actually when you dig a bit deeper, that what may appear at first glance to be self-sabotage is actually not self-sabotage at all, or at least not in the conventional sense. So just to clarify, a typical definition of self-sabotage is the sabotaging, whether consciously or subconsciously, of oneself, one's own interests, plans, and so on. And so what I want to talk to you about today, and this will be a short episode because this is really just a key thing that I think everyone needs to know, because it makes the world of difference to understand the difference between what is self-sabotage and what is something, as I say, much more exciting. And so by the end of this episode, my intention is that you can tell very clearly whether something is not working out because you have esteem issues around it, or you are somehow, usually subconsciously, trying to undermine your own progress, or whether it is in fact at the opposite end of the spectrum, where something is actually not what you want and not good enough for you potentially. So let's start with a couple of examples to illustrate this so you can really get it. So example number one, we'll use diet as an example. So let's say you buy a new diet book that you want to follow because people are raving about it. It sounds really interesting. And so you buy the book, you go into your kitchen, you get all set up and organized to follow this diet. And then a day or two into it, you go and buy a donut or something completely off the menu. Now, as I said earlier, this is where most people say, oh, I sabotage myself. When in actual fact, what could well be true, and this is for you to discern, is that you simply don't want to eat that particular diet. It can be literally that simple, that straightforward. It might be that you have another diet that would actually be better for you, and you may not be aware as to what that diet is yet, but you just know that for whatever reason this one isn't sparking your interest, it isn't making you feel the way you want to feel, and essentially there's something missing for you. So when you look at it in the cold light of day, that's absolutely not self-sabotage in the conventional sense. And I say conventional sense because in a way it's self-sabotage because you're stopping your progress. But it's the why behind it that is the differentiator. So as I mentioned, in the first example, the why is a self-esteem issue, not feeling worthy, not feeling that something is really, or it's too good for you potentially. Whereas on the flip side, the example I'm talking about is where something perhaps isn't good enough for you, or it's not at the very least right for you. And so this is why it's so important to be able to discern, because if you throw the self-sabotage banner at everything, then you're never going to make any progress, because you're not actually going to understand what's making you tick and what it is that you really need to be successful. So let's look at a second example in the area of life. So this could be in the area of career. And it might be that you have a job and everyone thinks you're so lucky to have that job. And in fact, you're good at it, you're in line for a promotion. And yet recently, you've been making mistakes that you never would have made in the past, mistakes that you can't even understand yourself why you're making. And someone might come along and say to you, well, maybe you don't want the promotion. Maybe you're self-sabotaging because you don't want the promotion. And as I say before, it's very easy to just agree with that and say, yeah, maybe that is what it is. Maybe I'm afraid of a new level of responsibility or earning more money or being around a new group of people or whatever it is. But it could just as easily be that it's right job, wrong company, or right company, wrong job. Or it could be completely wrong career for you at this point in your life. So moving forward then, I want to give you a question that you can ask yourself anytime you find yourself doing what you would normally or someone else would normally label as self-sabotage. And so that question is, if I had a better option, would my behaviours change? If I had a better option, would my behaviours change? And immediately you will know if that's a yes or a no answer. If it's no, then definitely it's worth looking at as a typical self-sabotaging behavior and to see what's going on underneath that. But if your answer is yes, well, that's good news, because it's not self-sabotage in that conventional sense. It's your subconscious's way of telling you that something is not what you actually want. So when you come to that conclusion, or if you come to that conclusion, what do you do with that? Where do you go from there? How do you find out what you do in fact want? Because I've mentioned this on a previous podcast, one of the biggest challenges that people come up against and don't even realize they're coming up against is that they know what they don't want, but they don't know what they do. And so there's four tips I'm going to give you today that will help you at any point in your life. Anytime you feel unclear about what it is that you want, these four tips will help you to narrow down the number of potential things into a very, very tiny number of things to choose from. So the first tip is to ask, what do I know for sure? What do I know for sure? And I've mentioned this in the past as well. This is a question I ask myself all the time. I ask my clients all the time. What do I know for sure? Because there's always going to be things that you already know and you're clear. Yes, these are facts. This is how it is. This is not even up for discussion. This is what I know for sure. So let's take the diet example to begin with the situation that I gave you a couple of minutes ago. So it might be that the person who tried following that diet says, what I know for sure is I don't want a diet that has me eating five times a day. What I know for sure is that I don't want to eat X ingredient as part of that diet. What I know for sure is that I don't want to make any meals that take more than 10 minutes to make from scratch, right? So these are things that help people then get clear on what they do want. Tip number two is, what I definitely do not want is, what I definitely do not want. And these are the things that are the big fat no, the things that turn us off the most, the things that every time we think about them, we just wince or think, no, that is not at all what I want. Things that are on your definitely don't want list. That's what we're looking for here. Then we move on to the third tip, which is an interesting one, but very, very telling. Who or what I'm jealous of right now? Who or what I'm jealous of right now? Now, this may surprise you, this particular tip, but the truth is that anytime we feel jealous of something or someone, it's because we've had a very strong emotional response to that thing, which tells us automatically that there's a charge, there's something there for us. Because if we could care less, then we wouldn't have any kind of emotional response to speak of. But jealousy is a very, very strong emotion. And what it really communicates to us is that we want that thing. We want that thing, or we want to be that person or something of that nature, right? But there's a huge amount of desire there, because if there wasn't, jealousy couldn't show up, okay? So you would then start considering, okay, who or what am I jealous of, and what information can I gather from that? So it might be someone else's physique, it might be someone else's home, someone else's car, someone else's partner, someone else's lifestyle, you name it, it could be anything. But whatever you're jealous of is going to point you firmly and squarely in the direction of what you truly, truly want. And then tip number four is, what's currently grabbing your attention? So you will find, and you may not even be consciously aware of this, but as you move through your life, there will be different things at different times that just really spark something in you. It might be a new favorite TV show. It might be a book that you can't put down. It might be a magazine article that you think is the best thing you've read in years. It could be a certain color. It could be a certain plant. It could be a certain song that you heard on the radio. The list goes on, right? But what I would encourage you to do is make a list of all the things that are grabbing you right now. And the reason for that is because, again, it's information. It's going to tell you where your spirit, where your heart is right now in terms of what's piquing your interest in order to inspire you to grow. That's really what these things are. They're sources of inspiration. And even if these things trigger you in a negative way, there's going to be something in the inverse of that that is speaking to you. Okay, so let's say, for example, you heard something on the news and it really, really upset you. It affected you a lot emotionally to the point where you cried. And so that's going to be obviously on your mind. Now, clearly you don't want to have that experience yourself. So you would ask, okay, what's 180 degrees away from that? And then once you've answered that question, that gives you information about what you want as well. Okay, so these four tips will, as I say, help you to really refine your list of things that you're looking for in your life right now. Things that are in fact going to not just grab your attention, but hold your attention and enable you to step into your next level in a way that you wouldn't be able to do with the thing that you'd originally chosen where you felt you were self-sabotaging, okay? So I hope that makes sense. It's a very short but sweet tool for your toolbox and will enable you to hopefully stop putting yourself through the mill, telling yourself that you're sabotaging when in fact you're not. It's like your spirit is trying to communicate to you that this is no longer right for you, or it never was right for you, and it's time to find a much better fit, and in an ideal world, a perfect fit. Okay, so I hope this helps you. And my desire specifically in relation to diet is that it helps you to stop beating yourself up around stopping and starting different food plans and thinking, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? Maybe I'm self-sabotaging. Maybe it's as simple as you just haven't found the right way for you yet. Okay. So if you need help with that, that's my area of expertise. So feel free to reach out to me via support@karennola.com. But in the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And next episode, I will be back to share something about what I'm going to be up to for my 50th birthday, which is actually next week. So look forward to sharing those plans with you then, hopefully to inspire you some more. And until next time, have a great week. Bye for now. Hey there, I'm so happy that you joined me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I look forward to sharing more with you very soon. In the meantime, if you are ready to start making changes, then hop on over to eatcleanerlivelarger.com and download the Eat Cleaner Live Larger roadmap. Let's get your journey to health, happiness, and vitality started today.